Welcome to Bergonomics, demystifying economics with Ross McDowell.
Turbocharging, the price you'll pay in 170 seconds. You are entering an era when you'll probably be paying more for many items you buy, but you'll never realise it. Traditionally, the law of supply and demand means buyers and sellers agree on a price based upon the same publicly available marketplace information. Think of product prices on the internet or bidders at a house auction. Everybody hears each other's bids. A system called dynamic pricing assists sellers to get the highest price by continuously decreasing or increasing the price, that's the dynamic bit, according to the buyer demand. The changing price is publicly visible, so you make your own decision when to buy or not to buy. Just like betting on a horse, the odds you back the horse at change continuously the closer to the race start, or selling your home and you need to drop the price because no one is interested. Now, what if the purchase price wasn't publicly visible? Let's say you search for an item on the internet. The seller's website instantaneously processes a plethora of your personal income and spending data using artificial intelligence, which calculates the highest price you'll pay, and that is the only price presented to you. But you don't know if others are paying more or less for the same item. You are deprived of price information traditionally available for your purchase decision. Feeling ripped off? Australians will ask government to intervene. But our government operates a capitalist market economy in which those that are willing to pay do, and those unwilling to pay aren't forced to. Turbocharging the 250-year-old law of supply and demand with algorithms, data mining, and dynamic pricing will reduce business risk, increase profits, increase employment, and also increase tax revenue, all very appealing to governments who are short of money. But there is one big problem with turbocharged dynamic pricing. As Australians' online spending spirals past 18% of all retail spending, it becomes impossible for the Australian Bureau of Statistics to produce believable consumer price index stats when everybody is paying different prices for the same article. And remember, the CPI index is used by the Reserve Bank to set your mortgage payment. In the previous episode of Bergonomics, I talk about the effects, good and bad, of dynamic airline ticket pricing with travel tech guru, the editor of Finder.com, Angus Kidman. We even talk about tricks to beat dynamic pricing. Catch you next time when I demystify the economics behind another issue that affects your standard of living.